what I am trying to discover and then, you know, point out in the most helpful way I can is that rather than the traditional model of cultural diplomacy or public diplomacy, which has been the United States sending or bringing American performers or cultural products of some sort to another place as a way of demonstrating our values, I think in today's interconnected world, a much more effective and much more important way of doing this is to learn about the other country through its cultural figures and products, and then to understand how they work to promote social change, advance, you know, tolerance, an open society, individual rights, all of these values that we share with many people around the world, but in their own context. And so it's right. much more effective that way.
And so what are some of these musical traditions, if you could kind of elaborate on that?
Well, they have, of course, their own singers, their own types of music. There are really a lot of kind of folk songs, and the most popular Afghan singer today is known as Afghan Elvis. Most of the songs are about love. They're about love and relationships, just as we would, you know, we would think, just like ours. And, you know, they're about how beautiful someone looks or how someone's broken their heart. And sometimes they're about mixed marriages with different ethnic groups, you know, all different kinds of things. But these are traditional songs that, you know, sometimes are sung in a slightly jazzier way, but they resonate with the Afghan population. And then I'm encouraging policymakers and people in the State Department to integrate a knowledge of culture into the political sphere. And this isn't just kind of a nice thing to do anymore. I think one of the things that the Arab revolutions have shown us is that it's essential to America's security as well. So I hope that people will not just judge and evaluate these countries based on the, you know, military action there. There's so much more going on.